Hey, what's up, ecosystem? Mic check, 1, 2, 3, how we doing? Checking in here, cars on the move, dealers, auctions, and carriers, that's who we're connecting on Fridays. Sorry about the 1 o'clock time frame, normally at noon, Central Time, every Friday. Please do, if you got an extra like, please leave one. Click share, click copy, let your friends know. It's cars on the move, and it's automotive industry business. And what's cool today is it's the melting block of ice. We got Tim Scatalis and Paul Machine, a two-for-one. We're also going to go through a couple industry items. Let's go ahead and bring in Ty. Ty Thompson, cars on the move. Ty, can you see me and hear me okay?
I can, buddy.
What's up, man?
Beautiful Friday, windy, super windy. That's why I'm sitting in a car right now. It's a lot safer for the car. And
I got hailed on earlier.
Well, part of the other problem is you know, next week I'm going to AHA. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And I get to speak. So one of the cool things that I'm doing while I'm in the car, by the way, is because I had to go get my hair cut. That's real important. And it's real important to have a great relationship with your haircut lady, too, right? She was able to squeeze me in because I told her I got to go.
Amazing how hard hair appointments are to get.
It's a real deal. And it's good to have relationships, right?
Okay. Oh, it's crucial.
Back to car hauling and car dealers and car auctions. Yesterday, I sent you a cool picture. I was at the auction. We're talking about the front of the store and the back of the store today. You're going to hear me talk a lot of smack about transportation. Anyway, we had yesterday I made it to America's Auto Auction, Kansas City, Missouri. During the sale, I got there a little late, 9:30-ish. I had an intentional reason to go. The intentional reason to go was to talk to car dealers. To talk to car dealers, why? Because I want to know what they're doing. And I was also doing homework, right? I call it market research, homework, whatever you want to call it. I'm calling it that because I'm going to be at AHA next week and I get to talk. And one of the conversations is the effects of COVID to today. So I'm pretty much done talking about COVID, but I'll talk about it because they asked me to. But really where we're going is what's going on today and what's going to happen in the next, say, maybe 3 to 6 months. That's what I'm looking at, because if I own my transport company and I'm really paying attention, I really need to know what is coming down the pipe, okay? And that's why we have smart guys like Paul and Tim on the show, because they're out there doing it, especially Paul. He sees the data. So I'm talking to dealers. I'm talking to auction employees. I'm watching cars go through lanes. I'm doing all this stuff, right? And so I'm talking to dealers and I'm asking them, so how did COVID affect you? Well, I had to buy cars online. How did that work out? I hated it. Okay, so that might be why you're here at the auction. Yeah, well, I bought several cars that turned into really bad problems, so I'm never doing that again. All right, go to the next guy. Now, this one really blew my mind. I'm going to tell this story one more. This guy, I've known him forever. His number one job, he works for new car stores for as long as I've known him, 20 years. His job is to go to an auction and buy as many cars as he can buy. And he gets paid pretty decent money for that, like $100 to $200 a car, right? So, hey, buddy, how's it been going for you? It looks literally like the guy got ran over by a Peterbilt, okay? Oh, he's got 3 sheets of paper out with handwriting all over. I'm like, what are you doing? What? I don't buy cars anymore. Oh, yeah, why? Well, my dealers buy them online now. Oh, yeah? So they just put you from buying to get them back home? Yeah, wait till you hear this. What? So the 2 sheets of paper handwritten, these are, what's that? There's 2 in Iowa, completely opposite ends of the state. Here's 3 in Arkansas, and good luck with Arkansas, right? There's 4 in Arkansas, all 4 different locations. Keeps going, keeps going, keeps showing me. I mean, I'm looking at it. He's showing me new job.
The onesie twosies. Oh,
I'm like,
dude,
how do you deal with that, buddy? He says, oh, gosh, look at me. I look like I've been ran over by a Peterbilt. I said, I know. He flies a plane. Okay, dealers. Man, I have no idea what this is. I don't. But I saw it. Can you tell I'm excited about it? It's really weird.
Dude,
right?
Dude, you got my attention. I'm interested.
Yeah, so he's flying. Okay, well, how do you get paid for this? Well, I charge about $1 a mile. What?
But why is he flying? Explain that. Why is he flying? The transport guy's flying? No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why is he?
Put him on a plane. It's the fastest way to get there. right? Otherwise, you got to put two guys in a car and pay almost $4 a gallon.
Oh, so he's just doing a driveaway.
Yeah, he's turned into a driveway service. I'm like, hey, buddy, have you heard of Draver? Have you heard of Assertus? He's like, I haven't heard of Draver. I have heard of Assertus. They suck. That was his words, not mine, right? Okay. Then, what about Central Dispatch? Ty, you've been in this game a long time. How are you going to get one car out of Harrison, Arkansas? Oh, good point. Yeah, that's not going to happen. You're not going to throw a car on Central Dispatch and get somebody to go pick it up in Harrison, Arkansas. Look it up on the map. Good luck. It's just fly into XNA down there in Fayetteville and get in a car and drive over there, drop the car, get in that car, and drive all the way back to... All this conversation, by the way, is coming from Wichita, Kansas. That's not a huge metro area, right? And this is little Wichita, Kansas. And don't get me wrong, Wichita is big, but that's little Wichita. This is happening in Wichita. Tuesday night, we got some guy, Otto, on the show from Troy, Michigan. Hey, Otto, when was the last time you went to an auction? What? Then we got Brian Kramer on the show. Paul's friend. Hey, Brian, when was the last time you been to what? Okay, enough of that. I'm just telling you.
Oh, man.
Transportation, things have changed.
You know, you're firing on all pistons because you are about to, you are next week. We'll just do some of this recap here while I got you. And there's Tim with his ACV red car, you know, because we love automotive trade shows and we love maps and seeing where everything is and visiting and talking to people. And then we love when our fans share their wall art. I got to tell you, I am humbled to be on the wall with Elon. And that's like an amazing painting. It's awesome. But you're going to be at Auto Haulers Association of America next week live in Atlanta. You're going to share this information, this story you just told me?
I have more. I'm talking fast because I know we're on short time. We got Paul and Tim. But I'm telling you, I could go literally, you think an hour back to back? You know, I got to talk 1 hour, take 5 minute break, and talk another hour? No problem.
I know. What's funny is, what you just told me is not like politically correct auto transport conversation. Oh my gosh.
I don't think so.
It's not at all. No, it's not. In fact, that's why our views are in the single digits. We are not traditional auto transport. I can't wait until the secret gets out that we were right. Oh, that's going to be so fun. So we're just going to hang on until then because everything you just said, none of that is fake news, right?
No, that's real life. That's real. So real. It'll make your hair fall out.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. And so, it's freaky. It's freaky to hear that. What kind of equipment does that guy have?
A cell phone and a paper and a pen. His equipment.
What was his truck and trailer that's sitting in the yard?
No. This guy was a buyer.
Okay, this is a buyer doing his own driveway.
Buyer? No, now he doesn't even get to buy anymore. He lost his buying job because they have to buy online. Are you following?
This guy was a transporter going driveway. This is a buyer going driveway. So you don't even need the transport guy anymore.
You don't. Wow. They're shifted. Okay, just like we shifted. Okay, where did the checkout?
You cannot put that on Facebook. They will throw you out.
Oh, man. Don't worry. I got more stories.
That
it's crazy.
Awesome. Oh, wow.
One more, and this will tie into what's
all
next.
Right, you got yours.
All right. So I consult different companies, different businesses. This one guy calls. He says, man, I really got a problem. What's that? Well, I only have 3 trucks. I'm working for this contract company, blah, blah. And they need a lot more trucks. And I got friends that have trucks and I can lease them on, but they're worried that I can't lease more trucks on than what I have. I can't lease on more trucks than what I have. How many trucks do you have? 3. How many do you want to lease on? Another 20. And somebody's giving you raspberries about it? Yeah. Well, I've never heard this story and I'm pretty sure that whoever's telling you that's full of bull, but let me call my for sure go-to guy that knows, which is Brian Compliance, Brian DOT, your DOT guy, Brian Riker, right? I call Brian. Hey, Brian, you ever heard of this? Tell him the story. He's like, dude, somebody's crazy. You can lease on as many as you want. All right. Thanks, Brian. I knew you would have the answer. Hey, Brian, while I got you on the phone, quick question. does anybody besides me watch Carvana's transport game? He's like, what? I said, yeah, Carvana's transport game. He's like, I can't believe you just said that. You're the only guy I've ever heard ask that question. I said, did you happen to see my LinkedIn where I started a fight on LinkedIn? He said, like, no. He said, but let me tell you what I've been watching. So Brian goes into this. If this is how incredible the conversation was, Jay, this is no joke. Brian and I are going to come on a Friday show soon, whenever we have the next Friday show available, and we are going to do nothing but talk about Carvana's transport game. And it will blow your mind.
Oh, I'm just writing that down.
It will melt your brain. Carvana. What we are looking at, two dudes transport. That have been in the business forever are sitting here watching Carvana's transport game.
Awesome.
And it is wicked. If they do half of what I think they will do, or Brian maybe, it's over, gang. Problem solved. Goodbye, everybody that likes to bitch.
Yeah, but those stinking illegal dispatchers. Okay.
Okay, so there's my game. That's a good segue to our friends.
I love it. We're so canceled.
One more. I'll make it quick. Rapid Recon, I want to go ahead and throw Rapid Recon a high five and a thank you. And the reason I want to do that is because there's a guy named Jason Brink. And Jason Brink knows all about the Rapid Recon. I'm supposed to meet him. Well, I'm at the auction yesterday talking to guys, which is what I tell everybody to do. Go to the auction, talk to guys. Go talk to car dealers. I meet Jason Brink. He's there. He's on the podium selling cars. After he gets off the podium selling cars, I'm like, hey, what's your name? Jason? No way. Ty? Yeah. We know each other.
Dude, I that's so amazing because you sent me that photo, and I've already been talking to him. And I'm like, yeah, see if you can find Jason Brink.
I knew right where to find him.
It's a photo of Jason Brink. Oh, that is so great. Wow. The way we connect. That's so amazing. Man. God, that is awesome.
Anyway, so there you go.
All right, let's do this. I'm done. All right, so Tim said hello in the live chat. Thank you, Tim. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's bring in our other guest. This is the Melting Block of Ice. And you're lucky, Mike, check 1, 2. It's either lucky or painful or both that you made it in here today. Because we're going to bring in Paul Machine and Tim Skatalis on the Melting Block of Ice. Mic check 1, 2, 3. I know my audio changes over time. If you're on the podcast, sorry about the audio fluctuations. Mic check 1, 2. We'll get there. We'll get her figured out. All right. Here he is. He's on camera. They are on camera. I love drum rolls. They are on camera now. Tim Skatalis, Paul Machine. What's up, guys? Thanks so much for taking the time. Appreciate it.
Hey. This is great.
No place else I'd rather be on the last day of the month
than with you guys. Ooh. Last day of the month. That's a big deal.
Yes, sir.
I forgot
second
about
to
that.
Last. Second to last day, right? One more selling day, I guess, if you're a card
tomorrow. Dealer. Tomorrow's blowout get your numbers day, right?
Yep.
People always ask me, you know, is it really true if you go to a car dealer on the last day of the month, will you get a better deal? Abso-effing-lutely.
People don't know it. It's real.
I mean, it's real.
Yeah, totally real. So
you'll get the deal you're looking for.
So what's happening? I mean, you know, what car did we get drawn this week in the black swan of, you know, supply chain economics and car business today? What was the big news this week, Jay?
All right. So we've got, since you asked, Digital Dealer, by the way, week after, Ty will be there. Ty is the only one of the four of us that's actually going to be there physically.
I know. This was the big event last year. Remember? Because it was the first one live.
First one, man. It was great, too.
It was.
Paul, I didn't know you weren't going to be there. I was kind of holding back. I have about 400 questions that I wanted to ask you face to face. All right. I'll just call you.
So Paul was on the show. Well, that was a week from Tuesday, a week and a half ago. Supply chain recession. And Paul did it. He sent us the slide. Check that out. What is this slide again, Paul?
This shows the exports to the United States from China and the categories they serve. And as you can see, computers, broadcasting equipment, lion's share, right? Then you start dialing in, you know, what is like 4% of chemicals mean? if you don't have the right kind of chemical, you can't manufacture steel or anything. You know, certain types of rubbers, you can't. And just about everything on here caters to the automotive industry in some way, shape, or form. Except for furniture and clothes, right? But if you think about a vehicle and all the technology and supplies and materials that goes into a vehicle, we touch just about every major facet of the production economy.
You know what really trips me out is the thing, the image looks like a microchip. Okay. pretty weird. Okay, so 20% drop sales year over year for April. Anything to add to this?
That's it. I think there's still lots of, I mean, you know.
I think they're just kind of, they're finally catching up.
Yeah. If you
we should, a while, Pam, right?
We should go back and pull their end of year report, which I was on. I listened to it twice. Yeah, I mean, the year's turning out to be not as good as they thought it was. And I applaud them for being optimistic, but, I mean, you know, do we have another shoe to drop? I don't know.
Well, that's going to be a challenge.
Yeah. Intense.
And I try and stay positive, though. You know me, man. I'm positive.
I know, but I love the debate. It's great. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, here's the big news story. Carvana rivals rethink Odessa. Carvana pending acquisition of Odessa US has prompted some automakers and dealers to rethink or sever their relationship with the number two US auction house to avoid doing business with a rising competitor. Carvana CEO, he does acknowledge small handful of both buyers and sellers have opted, at least in the short term, not to do business with Odessa. Lithia said they believe seven manufacturers have recently pulled vehicles from Odessa. Mm-hmm. Automotive News confirmed Toyota Financial Services chose to end its relationship. April Fools! the four Odessa auction sites we used were moved to Mannheim. Ouch. That's what Toyota Financial said. VW has not reached a final decision. GM Financial assessing its physical auction options. Spokeswoman for Odessa declined to talk about it. Majority of Hyundai's auction activity already goes through Mannheim. I mean, as you read this, it's like all the snow fell off the top of the roof.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you didn't go to the very bottom there.
All right, what do you
want? Is there one more?
No, that's slide? It. That's all I got.
Okay, so I think all of this is true. That dealers are frustrated because they, right, Odessa, which I don't even know if this is really Odessa anymore. Maybe, you know, it's a shell of what it used to be. It's clearly, so franchise dealers are like, well, I'm not running my cars through there. I don't want Carvana getting a look at them. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's what they're saying. And, you know, the OEMs, the manufacturers saying something similar, a little bit more professional. But at the end of the day, like, I don't know if Carvana was really interested in buying Odessa to run an auction. I don't know if that was their intent.
No.
Go ahead.
I believe it's the reconditioning facilities that they need access to. If there was a report they did, I think 6 months ago, talked about they were limited by their reconditioning ability to get to the next million vehicle sale mark.
Yeah, so I think Ernie Jr. is going to have to say we expected to lose dealers and consigners. And they clearly are. But at the end of the day, the long run is to retail cars. And this helps puts them in a better position to recondition them and ship them out to the end user.
Right. I think it's like 13 or 14. They only got 13 reconditioning centers now.
Mm-hmm. I thought the article said 17.
17, but
it was in the article. Getting
56. That's what I read, 17.
Yeah. 17, yes. Now. Yeah. Right. So
significant lift. in their acquisitions. And to be honest, Jay and Ty and Tim, last week we heard Brian Kramer, you know, actually week before last, said, I haven't been in the auction in 4 years.
Right. You just started it. You just started off saying, I don't go to auction.
Right.
Right. Now, yeah. If I'm a dealer, you looking for, so there's a whole, I don't know if you guys get into these groups on Facebook and LinkedIn and you know, guys get up on each other like Ty does on LinkedIn. I got to look up that post. I want to see you get, you know, get exclamation point on somebody. But, but anybody, you know, we're looking to see Carvana fail. I think there's this hope, there's this desire to watch these guys crumble because what they do is extremely disruptive. Mm-hmm. It's non-traditional. It's outside of what they do. You know, if I'm a franchise or even an independent dealer, I have a ton of money invested in my physical facility. I was in Charlotte this week. Man, I just looked at the dealerships that I was working. They built out these huge parking lots and they leveled all the extra buildings they didn't need so they could store cars. And now they don't have cars to put on them. It's like, dang it, what did we do? So anytime the disruptor like Carvana comes in, they're hoping to see them fail. I don't know, does that make any sense to anybody?
No, yeah. You and I went through that in the early days of CarMax.
Oh my God, remember?
Yeah, early days of CarMax.
Yeah.
And now look at CarMax. They said the same thing in the early days of Tesla. Now look at Tesla.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Do I think Carvana has it to succeed? I think the business model definitely will succeed. I think consumers, there was a study just put out by Cox Automotive this week about how consumers would prefer to do the work on the financing of the other vehicle at home. It saves them 30 to 40 minutes in dealership if they do their finance work online before they get to the dealership. I mean, the consumers don't want to go to the stores. No. So if it's not Carvana who succeeds, I think though somebody else will come along and make this online model work.
Walmart has a platform. Most of it's in the Gulf States, CarSaver. Mm-hmm. And they're finalizing and getting everything up and ready. And wait till that rolls out nationwide. Mm-hmm. And there's another one to bake. You know, what happens if Amazon decides to get in the car sales business, right? You know, just and what they can do with the technology logistics that they have. There are people eyeballing this industry, just like they're eyeballing the, you know, couple hundred year old financial industry. Both are ripe for disruption.
Yeah.
Amazon has to be looking and thinking, right? Between logistics, delivery, sales, consumer data. I mean, how can they not be looking at it?
You know,
did you hear what their stock did overnight? Sorry.
Not bad. No, I don't know.
It tanked. Overnight, Amazon, it's like some kind of wicked tank, too. I couldn't tell you. I'm not the financial guy.
But isn't that 14,
just... It's down 14% today.
And it's supposed to be attached to Rivian. So if you follow the Ford story that I sent you the other day, Jay, Ford just lost, what was it, $3 billion or $300 billion because of their relationship with Rivian. So Amazon somehow dumped a bunch of money into Rivian, and Ford did, and they both lost. And look at Amazon's stock price. While you're at it, Tim, check Ford.
I just want to insert isn't that just like, I'm not sure what the analogy is here, but it's temporary. That might be temporary joy.
Right. I'm with you.
It's not long term.
I think so. Speculation. I'm not an expert. The Amazon, you know, people are not spending. Shit's expensive, man. Dang it.
Yeah, that was the other question.
It is.
Right? Yeah.
No, that was the other question I asked all the dealers at the auction. How's traffic? Oh, my gosh. It is way down. You mean people aren't just coming in and buying? No, we don't even have lookers right now. And another one that I got was my inventory. I usually hold this many. Now I'm at half. Oh, really? Why? Have you been not paying attention to the news, Ty? Well, I have. I'm just being stupid like I always do. I just want to hear your answer. What's your answer? Yeah, well, and his match is my. He says everything that I've been following. So, and this is where I think a guy like Paul, I mean, Paul's probably got the answer. What are consumers doing? Like, well, Tim said, not spending any money.
Well, it's kind of a, there's a disconnect in what we're being told versus what's actually happening. Dealers are still making record profits, you know, with albeit fewer car sales, they're still making record profits. This week I pushed out the discretion. I call it the discretionary assets. You know, things like RVs, motorhomes, off-road vehicles, street bikes, power sports, all that stuff. I consider that to be discretionary. So people with money can have money. So I decided to take a look at what does that market look like now, and it would blow you away. It's still sky high. You know, so people who have the money are buying these things because they got into that from the pandemic, and they're still buying it. Right now in the power sports, the only segment that's down is snowmobiles. Spring and summer, right?
Well, spring, yeah. I mean,
right? You look at the street bikes, all-time high. Off-road vehicles, all-time high. RVs, incredibly high. I mean, get this. As a hard asset, you know, and gold, metals, painting, artwork, wine. Which asset, hard asset, do you think has the greatest appreciation consistently, right? Collectible vehicles. You know, you're talking Highline exotics, ultra exotics, muscle cars, just about anything. There's a 10-year period they did a study. They said that ending in Q2 2018, 256% return on investment if you had one of those types of vehicles and held on to it for 10 years. And the first auction that we had was at Barrett Jackson, first time back in 3 years, raised over $60 million on these types of vehicles, and so much money that they were able to donate almost $4 million of it for charity. I mean, so people who have the money will spend it. Guess what they want? Service. They want quality experience, and they will pay the money for it. The people who don't have the money, they want quality experience too. We just got to have the right inventory for it. If you remember, you know, last week I said, are we pricing our customers out of the market right now? I think we're getting to that edge. We're getting to that limit where we're acquiring inventory at too high of a price, and we're pricing ourselves out of the market for the consumer, or the lower half of the economy, not the upper half. What's really exciting in the data when you look at it is that you think about the full-size category 4 through 8 trucks and trailers and tractors. You would think that with the supply chain crisis that there might be some struggling in the economy. It's not. There's in all three categories, they're accelerating. They're thousands and thousands of dollars above average valuations. So the money's there. The money's there. In a particular group, we just got to figure out how to get to that group.
Hmm. That's a good one. I'm going to help have you be in charge of that.
And I had two dealers call me after this and say, dude, how do I get into that business? I said, you've got Ultimate license, right?
Get into which business? Oh, the RV, the extra.
Yeah, selling RVs, motorcycles,
right.
Jet skis. I got a can't remember his name. Oh my God. JJ, but he owns several dealerships in the mountains of North Carolina. One of his dealerships, his GM, will trade for anything. He's got tractors and Atari sets. He even has a really tall Elvis idol that he traded for, you know, image. It's all an asset if you know what you're getting.
I used to work for a GM. We traded for ATVs. We traded for a knife. He took in a diamond ring once on trade. That's what it takes sometimes to get the deals. It's crazy, right?
Yeah. I did a Rolex once.
Yeah.
Guys doing this, Paul, you know.
I want to ask you a question, Paul. And this is somewhat on topic about cost of things. I was in a used car manager meeting. It's about a month or so ago now. I might have, if I brought this up and I asked you already, I'm sorry, but I want to get your comment on this. Like, what, you know, the entry level vehicles, even at a Honda store, I mean, let's face it, many buyers are still payment buyers, right? We talk about the cost of things. Okay. What does that mean? It means that the payment is higher. But people, you know, I don't know if, are we seeing one, are we seeing a increase or decrease, or is it a level in the amount of money people are putting down for entry level vehicles? Do we even track that?
For the, actually I have a vlog that I did the first of this month, 1st of April. I took a look at Experian data and Equifax data, mapped it to hours, and the average down payment across the board is 11%. You know, doesn't matter income level, Beacon score, it was just the average, right? So obviously there's larger down payments and lower. If the average price of a vehicle was 30,000, you know, that's $3,300 down. Now, how much of that is incentive, right? That, you know, and rebate money that the dealer is able to offset, or an over allowance on the trade, or equity from the trade. That part I couldn't tell you. That the payment was 490 something in December, end in the year, and by the end of Q1, that same vehicle was now 520 to 530.
Mm-hmm. Now, is 10%, is 11% down normal?
What they always ask for 20%, but it seems like 11% down is pretty much what it is.
Is it? I'm saying it's not. The percentage is kind of is remained the same over the years, a decade or so, right?
Yeah. Okay. I would say that.
I know this guy was, you know, he was really concerned too. Was in talking with his managers. I mean, there was 30 of them in there about, you know, having inventory to get the first time entry level buyer in the door. You know, he's got a Mercedes store, the entry level C class. The payment's like $850.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. You look at a Honda Civic, a well-equipped Honda Civic. The payment is over $450. This is, I think, when it comes, some circling back to, you know, why was Amazon down today? It's because shit is expensive.
Yep.
People are, you know, and I think it's just coming around. So,
what's it? A week ago, I posted on my vlog. I talked about the new. I was off by 2 years. I said the 6-plus older vehicles will start be rising in demand, and it's actually the 8 to 16-year-old vehicles. Yeah. And there's not a whole lot of them, right? It's actually running through the lane. So the data is really hard to support because the volume is just not as high as it is on that 0 to 6-year-old category. But where that 8 to 16-year-old car is, it's in people's driveways. Yeah. The average age of the vehicle on the road is 12. And so I think dealers – and partners like ACV need to get creative and help those dealers figure out how to get that car in for service, so that way they can be the bidder on it. And B, if the customer doesn't want to sell the car, how can they help that customer pay that $300,000 service bill?
All right. Well, we've got somebody coming on. Jay, book it. Book it now. I'm going to bring the guy on who's got the answer to dealers. Problems there.
Great. When are we doing that before we move on? Any idea? You want to do that at the end of May?
Yeah, let's book them for.
We could do May 27.
Okay.
All right.
Put it, yeah. We put it on his calendar. I will tee you guys up on what kind of questions to ask him or give you his background. He's great. He works with ACV on our consumer buying tools, and he's super smart. So,
super.
Good segue, Paul. Well, on that note, even a better segue, if you guys remember before the show, I told Tim, I've got a special surprise for you. Anytime Tim and I get together, we always got a special surprise, right?
How are we going to do hot dogs here?
Oh, this is better. This is better than hot dogs. Wait till you see this business.
Whoa!
The t-shirt. Oh.
Wow.
Everybody, get the screenshot, quick.
Right. I got to get...
do the wave. Yeah.
We're gonna get a bunch of swag sent out to you, Ty. I'll get
dude,
you.
Dude, I'll wear it. I'll put it out there. I'm an AC believer, man. I'm telling you, I am.
AC believer. Hey, since we're on word salad, I figured it out. Carvessa.
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 Oh, I get you now.
Heard of her first on ATI. Carvessa.
Carvessa.
Carvesta.
Well, I think, I think Paul's right, but I'm still convinced. Here's what we got to find out, guys. Paul, maybe you could help. What's the industry gross revenue for auto transport annual? Auto transport annual. Somehow get rid of the new car guys.
Oh, dude,
used
yes.
cars. You'll never find that.
Thank you. I want to know that. Thank you.
If anybody could figure that out, here's where you listen to Brian Kramer, you listen to Otto, you listen to these car guys. What are you doing? I'm selling more cars online. Are they going local? No, they're going everywhere. Well, how are you getting them moved? Oh, it's a real pain in the neck. This Otto guy, he got the MIADA award, the Michigan Independent Auto Dealer Association Award.
He got the national.
He doesn't go to auctions, so he sells cars online. And I asked him intentionally. I said, so how do you like brokers? You use brokers? No. Which turned it back to what Paul's and Tim's, if this is a service business, and how are we going to service the customer? Just like how are we going to get the
That's two headaches for the price of one. No brokers and auto transport is service. Everybody just flipped out.
Yeah,
the
viewers
went to zero.
Exactly. Plus, we were talking to dealers. There's nothing good.
Nothing good.
My very first show with you guys, I talked about that. It was crickets after I said everything.
We are used to it at this point. Like when our views do spike, I'm like, what? I'm super shocked. I have to clear. They have to jelly me up and make sure I'm still alive.
But that's where I go back to, and that's where this deal with Brian Riker, I really want to have this conversation. You guys are welcome to join too, but here's the thing. There is money to be made in transport. I mark my word. There is money to be made for the guy that figures it out. How do we figure this out? I've got 100 cars going 100 different places.
For the guy that figures it out.
The guy. There you go. So anyway, that's where I'm going. It ties right in perfect with the Recon Center too, Paul. And I mean, look, they got enough space. I've been in and out of all the Odessa. There's plenty of space. If you got a car and it's going to Kalamazoo, put it in the Kalamazoo lane. We've got a truck coming by every Tuesday going to Kalamazoo. I get on 40 Highway from Missouri going to Las Vegas to a conference. Do you know how many Carvana trucks I see going that way and how many I see going that way? That's all.
And I'll tell you what, here's a breadcrumb. Because now Amazon Flex is a program where you can get stuff now delivered, not by the Amazon van, but just by a dude in a car.
Right.
There's your future of auto transport. Just randomdudetransport.com.
Yeah. Okay, so back to the guy that I was talking to, Jay, that used to be the buyer, that now is the go pick him up guy, that guy. He's telling me that what did you just say, Jay?
Randomdudetransport.com.
Okay, yeah. That's what I said. So I'm talking to him and I said, "Do you remember back in the day when we used to get in trouble for driving a car across town to go get the dealer's car at the other auction?"
Oh yeah, totally. And you put miles on my baby, right?
Yeah. Today, this really blows me away. I can't get one dealer to answer this question the right way. But what happened 5 years ago, between 5 years and now, where 10 miles on this car broke the deal and you came wanting, I'm not paying transportation for those 10 extra miles. You just lost $2,000 on it because it went over to 80,000 now. I'm like, what?
Right.
Look, cars are going up in value. That's why. But cars are, you know.
Right, that's right.
But it does show the ridiculosity of some belief systems, correct?
Yeah, now they've changed it. Man, I'm glad you drove it because now you can tell me if there was something wrong or not with it. Well,
yeah, right,
I don't know.
Right.
Right, I don't believe that either. But anyway, we've got plenty to talk about. And I'm excited about it. I don't know as far as where it's all going to go, but man. You guys are good dudes.
You guys are great too.
How are you guys?
Hey, before I let you go, okay, question in the live chat from Silver Mint. He's been waiting patiently. Is it true that owners of CarMax own Carvana?
No.
I didn't think so either.
They're both public companies.
Right. It's not the same
owner. Yeah, not the same owner.
So,
I don't even think it's the same business model.
Right.
No,
Omnichannel. I always want to get the remote.
There could be some similarities, but
I want to
just the vending machine.
Hey, I want to share a video because this is just, you know, you guys are the guys. Okay, so now Ty, I think you shared this, and did you just hear the sound? Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. This is just fun, is what this is.
Who's bidding? The chair?
I did share that.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Is that on? Are they on Instagram? Is that where you found that?
Yeah, I think it's an Instagram video. Yeah. I literally watched it continuously like 20 times, and I felt like I was going crazy.
Empty chairs.
I mean, this video is crazy. If you showed that to somebody 10 years ago, they would think you had staged like a UFO landing.
Yep.
End of the world.
Yeah.
End of the world, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Back when I was with Saturn, when GM did the very first online auctions, it was AOL dial-up. It was super slow. My used car director was trying to figure out how to bid and buy cars. He was, dude, it's taking me an hour to buy one car.
Yeah.
It was so slow.
Crazy.
All right, I gotta go.
Yeah, thank you. Guys.
I got another
week.
Thanks,
really
everybody.
Fun.
You guys
Appreciate
are fantastic.
It.
Thanks, Joe.
I love
Thanks,
this show.
Paul.
Thank you guys.
See you next month.
Everybody,
you
thank
next
you
month.
So
With
very
MCV.
Much.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody, for saying hello, tuning in, live chat, etc. All right, so what do we got next week? Next week, Ty is going to be live at Auto Haulers Association of America, live in Atlanta. What we're going to do is he's talking on Tuesday. You know, Mondays, there's no show on Mondays. We take Mondays off. Mondays are for marketing. Should get the mug. Tuesday night, we'll be live with Ty in a recap because he's presenting Tuesday at Auto Haulers Association of America. And then we'll go live Wednesday in the hallways at Auto Haulers Association of America. Thursday, we've got a Cinco de Mayo dispatching live. It's going to be fun. No show Friday. Maybe. We'll see. Probably not. Following week, Digital Dealer Live. We'll go live at Digital Dealer on Tuesday. Tuesday night's live, Digital Dealer. Wednesday morning, Digital Dealer. That's a lot. There's a lot happening. So let us know how we can help. Send in the emails, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Thanks so much for saying hello. Stay safe. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you soon. Peace out, everybody.